Welcome to Otaku American, this is Mikey Fresh here. In this episode, I'll be talking about primarily two things. The first being, or one of those things being, an anime called that I've been watching, which is called Reborn as a Vending Machine. And there's some other words involved in regards to it too. And the other thing I'll be talking about primarily also is Invasion that I've been watching on, I think it's called Apple TV Plus. So stay tuned. So at the time that I'm recording this, it is Wednesday. I believe today's the 30th. So normally on Wednesdays, we try to do Robot Wednesdays. And what I wanted to do that would have came out this morning would have been talk about Armored Core 6, which I bought when it first came out, but never got around to playing it yet. I think that's because I got it on PlayStation, which is funny because I've played Armored Core. All the other Armored Cores I've played have always been on PlayStation. But it was at a time in which PlayStation was my primary, like I was a fan of playing games on PlayStation. Now, PlayStation isn't really my primary, like, game console, go-to game console. It's really Xbox, and it's only Xbox because it's set up in a room in which I frequent more often than the room that the PlayStation's in. So that's basically it. So I kind of wanted to just go over that real quick, but it has really nothing to do with what I'm about to talk about. Which actually kind of goes in, is probably Reborn as a Vending Machine, because I mean, my man, it's an isekai in which my man dies and becomes a vending machine in a fantasy world. So far, it's a weird, like, isekais lately have been real weird lately. They've been like, you've had isekais where, you know, you come back. Like, there's one that I'm watching that I'll probably talk about next show, which is Am I actually the strongest, in which a character dies and he comes back and, you know, he died by mistake. One of those died by mistake. Oh, I killed the wrong person type thing. So let me reincarnate you and make you into a strong being in another world. And that's what happened in that anime, which is interesting onto itself. It's another anime that came out around the same time as Reborn as a Vending Machine. But I'm talking about Reborn as a Vending Machine because the show is just so kind. It's just so ridiculous to some extent. And what I mean by ridiculous is not because of, like, the things that happen in the show are ridiculous. It's because the fact that someone dies in our world and then is reborn as a vending machine in a fantasy world is just outrageous. Like, so I don't remember the name of the character. His original name is not important, honestly. But when he gets reborn as a vending machine, turns out when he was in our world, he was either, I couldn't get if he was a fan of vending machines or if he worked for a vending machine company. I think it was a little bit of both. And a vending machine, the way he died was kind of Truck Coon-esque because it was a truck that had vending machines on it. He was either on either a bicycle or a scooter. I think he was on a scooter. And he was driving along either beside it or just behind it. And the vending machine came off the truck and hit him. And he came, I think it hit him and it pushed him into a cliff and he died. And when he came back to life, he found that he became a vending machine. And he's a fan of vending machines. And for him, it was a great thing. So the way this thing works as him being a vending machine in another world is, so he's a vending machine. Turns out he can shapeshift into other vending machines after he gets enough experience points. He gets experience points by people buying things from him. And the things he's selling in his vending machine isn't stuff that, like, the people in the fantasy world will find. The stuff he's selling in the vending machine is stuff you would find in Japan or in the real world. So you have fantasy characters, fantasy people in a fantasy world buying items from our world, basically. So, and that's basically, like, the more coins he takes in, he come to find out Like if he sells 1,000, I forgot what their currency was called, but if he sells 1,000 coins, let's say, in their currency, that is enough coins for him to live for one day. So it behooves him to sell things, because then he can keep the energy going on, because he's not plugged into anything. So the more coins he can take in, the longer he can live. But while also getting these coins, he gets experience points, which he can add them to, like, you know, he can change his inventory out. He can, like, change his inventory based upon the day that people are showing up throughout the day. And, you know, I think so far the show is interesting. He can't move on his own, at least not right now. I'm up to, like, episode 7. He can't move on his own, but he has this strong girl who straps him to her back, and she walks around with him. So the whole anime is just outrageous, but I've been watching it just the same. I've been hooked just the same, because I like the fact that they take him being a vending machine. And it's funny, because when he interacts with the people who live in that world, he can only say the phrases that vending machines that talk to us, like vending machines in our world that say things like, have a good day, hello, have a nice day, those kind of things. He says those things. So, and then, like, the girl realizes that if she's talking to him and he responds in certain phrases, she knows, okay, this is him saying this, that, and the third. So he's sentient in that word, in that aspect. Honestly, I don't understand why there's no, like, voice box he can buy. But maybe that happens later on in the show. I don't know. But so far, the show has been... I enjoy the show just for the novelty of it, because it's so different. And because we've been having so many isekai movies coming isekai shows coming out that do these kind of things. Like, I enjoyed I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, not necessarily for the action, but for the world building, because he creates his own city and he has monsters coming in and that kind of stuff. So I like that show for that. Isekai that came out a long time ago that a lot of people, like, kind of put on the back burner, they kind of, like, nixed it off, it's because it came out so early in the isekai scene, is probably Knight or Knights and Magic. And that one has a kid that has a guy kind of, I would like to say, kind of like myself, who likes Gundam and Mecha and everything like that, and he dies, and then he gets reborn as a child in a world in which mechs exist. So he grows up and he becomes, you know, I think they call it Silhouette Knights, and, you know, it goes from there. But I even to this day, I'll still watch that show. I'll still watch Knights of Magic and Magic, because I think it's a very good show. I think it got slept on because it came out when isekais weren't, like, the anime that would come out at the time. Like, mecha anime, it has its highs and its lows. And then you're talking about and it being an isekai on top of that. And at the time in which isekais weren't, like, now everything is an isekai now, but back then, like, not a lot of things. I think the show came out, like, the early 2010s. So isekais weren't popping the way they are now. So, but to go back to Reborn as a Vending Machine, I think it's definitely a watch. I don't know who... If you're a big isekai fan, maybe. But the problem with that is most isekais, the main character who gets reborn or goes to another world ends up being, like, a hero or something. And then Reborn as a Vending Machine, I mean, he's a hero to some extent, but he's really just supporting the people who are heroes. So, you know. But in that aspect, I'm really enjoying the show. It's definitely something to check out. I watch it on Crunchyroll. Speaking of Crunchyroll, I kind of want to start introducing some shows I've been watching on High Dive and some of the other things that you could watch, because, you know, I know a lot of people, even though you could watch shows on Crunchyroll for free, I know a lot of people watch anime from other shows, and I mean, Crunchyroll can't encompass all the anime you can watch, so I'm going to start making an actual best effort of showcasing some shows that are on platforms outside of Crunchyroll. So, but yeah, next up we got Invasion. So stay tuned. So last but not least for today's episode, I want to really touch upon the show that I just recently blitzed their first season, which was, I seen it in like the last like 2 days. It took me about 2-3 days to see it. Is Invasion. Invasion is a sci-fi alien kind of, not Aliens the franchise, but alien as an alien show up on Earth and tries to take over the world show. And it's funny, it had Sam Neill from Jurassic Park fame. Like, I know Sam Neill from that in the show, but he's only in the first episode, and he gets dispatched relatively quickly in the first episode. Not in the first episode, he actually lasts until the very end of the episode, but then that's the last time you see him. But spoiler, I guess, but when you, since it's been out for, the first season's been out since 2021, I believe. So, but it only is like, the word of mouth is only coming up recently because the new season two just started. I saw season two, episode one last night. As of the time I'm recording this, the second episode in the second season just hit this morning. So, but if you're not familiar with Invasion, basically Invasion revolves around, like, for the most part, I don't want to say four main characters, but it's four groups of people in different locations on Earth. There's like an Indian or Syrian like family, I don't know if they're supposed to be Indian, but I know the guy who plays the dad is Syrian, so I don't know if that's one of those things where he looks Indian, so we'll just say they're Indian type thing, or if they're really supposed to be a Syrian family, I'm not sure. But they live out in Long Island. There's some stuff going on with their family, and it's, you know, when the invasion happens, how the invasion affects them in Long Island, New York. There's that. And then there's a black man who's in the military. I believe he's, I'm gonna say either he's in the army or he's in some sort of military outfit, and he's in Afghanistan, and he comes in contact. He's the first one that comes in contact with aliens when they decide to show themselves. And he's got that going on in Afghanistan. And then there's a kid who has seizures, and he's based out of London, and they're about to go on a trip, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on with him, and he has a crush on this other girl, and there's a bully and all kinds of other stuff, and that's going down in Europe. And then there's another, the last group of people is in Japan. There's a Japanese girl who's in love and had her girlfriend, her girlfriend is in, is the celebrity astronaut who's claiming that that astronaut is claiming to be in a relationship with a guy, but it turns out she's in a relationship with her specifically, and she has to be sent up into the space to go on the ISS, the International Space Station, representing Japan. So she's one of the three astronauts that was selected. And basically, the show kicks off in the desert near probably Afghanistan, in which a guy and his camel, he has two camels, and he's walking through the desert, and he comes in contact with one of the aliens when they landed, they touched ground on Earth. And basically, he gets killed by the alien. And then the next moment is Sam Neill's character is a sheriff of some small town in like Iowa or something like that. And supposedly some kids, some guys, couldn't tell if they meant, I guess they meant like young adults to teenagers, somewhere in that range, in which they stole a truck. And so Sam Neill's character is about to retire and this is his last day. It turns out his last day is the first day, or well, the first episode is called Last Day, but his last day of being the sheriff turns out to be the first day of when the aliens decide to invade. So, and he's technically the first victim of the aliens, even though the two boys or two guys who stole the truck are technically the, they're implied to be really the first victims. But I thought it was interesting because they mentioned Sam Neill's in the show, but they don't really, like, if you go to IMDb, I think he only has like one episode. So it's like one of those situations in which we got Sam Neill, but we kill him off in the first episode. So, but I was like, this show, like, but I watched the show and I really enjoy the characters who actually make it out to the end of the first season. The first season has 10 episodes. So outside of Sam Neill, everybody else pretty much survives one way or the other and make it out all the way out to the end of the show. But I think it's a good show. I think if sci-fi goes, it's aliens, you know. I'm happy it doesn't go off on a track that like Independence Day type stuff. And it doesn't have like in Independence Day, like as soon as the aliens show up, everybody gathers together and then becomes one force, human species going against the aliens. In Invasion, that's not what happens. It takes a while, which is realistic. Like, you know, it's not like once an alien species shows up in real life, all racism ends. No, that's not the way this works. So it's more of a gradual thing, I guess you could say, if it happens at all. So and then you gotta also remember, when aliens show up, it doesn't mean like anything that happened prior to the aliens show up doesn't happen or doesn't you know, because there's a conflict in the relationship of the Indian family between the husband and the wife, and that's ongoing throughout the show. And then their relationship with their kids, more specifically their son, and then their son's relationship with a bunch of different things going on. I don't really want to go too far into the show, but there's a lot of dynamics working in this show, and I think it's written well. There's certain parts, like the Indian family, I don't really like, but I understand why they're there. So yeah, there's a lot of different dynamics going on with this show, and I think it's a really good show. The only issue is, if you're like, for me personally, I am not an Apple user. So I know I got Apple TV initially. When I initially got Apple TV Plus or whatever it's called, is when I had an iPhone and they gave me the service 1 year free because I had gotten an iPhone 12 Pro. So, and since then I've had the service. I think it costs like $6.99 a month or something like that. So I've had the service. I haven't watched anything really on it. This is probably the first thing I'm watching. I think one of the other things I thought about seeing was maybe Severance, or I think it's called The Foundation or something like that. Those two shows I thought about watching, but when I saw Invasion, because of my mom, I'm probably a sci-fi nut. So, you know, when I saw like Foundation, I think that's what the other show is called. It's kind of sci-fi-ish, but I was like, it couldn't hold my attention. Invasion held my attention. I do volunteer work for my church, and I did that on Tuesday, yesterday, and most of the day was spent me watching Invasion and then getting up and going and serving, and then came home and finished watching the rest of that season and then watched the first episode of the second season. So it's not like I'm really vested into watching this show. Now, don't get me wrong, there's parts of it that I don't really care for. There's certain things that happen that I don't really care for, I'm not a fan of. But, you know, I can, you know, that's the best thing about not watching anything live. You can just skip through. I skim through certain things. So, unfortunately, I find myself skimming through or wanting to skim through a lot of certain that family stuff. But there's certain things that happen in regards to that family that I think written-wise kind of threw me off, and I'm not really interested in that family anymore. I'm more interested in everybody else. So, and then the Japanese girl, there's some stuff that to me is kind of like, you know, oh, so that's what we're going to do with this character, I bet. But some of the other characters, you know, some of it could be kind of cliche-esque, but I think, you know, I so far, you know, I loved the first season, so we'll see what happens with the second season. But as more of the second season goes on, I'm definitely going to, this is going to be a topic that's coming back up again in regards to the show Invasion. So, but on that note, I'm going to wrap today's show up. I think thanks for listening. As always, Fro Otaku, Bio Otaku. Thanks for listening, and peace.